It's the BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast. Your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
For House of Cars.
It's Tuesday, December 21st, 2021. I'm Beckler.
I'm Shauna.
Welcome you to the Pisscast and welcome back, Shauna.
Thank you.
How was your quick jaunt down to LA?
It was good. Of course, the football game got postponed, so that really sucked. But I was just like, whatever, I'm still going to go and enjoy some sunshine in LA. So, quick rolling trip and back at it.
What did you end up doing?
Went for a really nice dinner on Saturday, just toured around the beach, like went down to Venice Beach and wandered around there. And
is it too cold to go in the water?
Yeah, I was debating. I wanted to. I was going to go for a bit of a polar bear dip. The water is pretty damn cold right now. But yeah, I could have just kind of ran out of time for it. That was one thing that I said I was going to do, though. And then, yeah, what else did we do?
It's a madness at the airports.
It's a madness at the airports for sure. Yeah, it was the lineups at LAX were absolutely insane. But to be fair, LAX is the busiest airport in North America, and I was there during the busiest time to fly.
Yeah,
ever.
You kind of know what you're getting into, hey?
You sure do. Yeah, but it's funny, you look at the lineups there, and luckily for us, because WestJet's like a smaller, of course, airline for LAX, but like Delta and those big airlines, there was lineups like down the airport and down the street. Like the lineups were insane. I couldn't believe it. So
yeah, I've said many times, I don't need to go anywhere that badly right now.
Yeah, so. I mean, that's always around this time. If you travel during Christmas, you're kind of bracing yourselves for that. You just have to take extra time and know that everyone is trying to travel like you. So,
well, we got a few shows left here this week before Christmas. We're both off on Friday.
Yeah.
For Christmas Eve. Today on the show, a new type of snobs. I'm going to share a controversial opinion with you. Shauna's got a new fashion tip. We're going to discuss the merits and drawbacks of alcohol consumption. Another etymology. This one I thought was very strange.
Yeah, real weird.
But first, I was telling you, I'm sure if you listen to the podcast, you know by now that my sense of smell since I had COVID has been very warped. Everywhere I go, I smell rotten meat. Can't smell certain things.
Yeah.
But there was a glimmer of hope yesterday. Let's start there.
The BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
At the mall yesterday, I smelled this guy's BO, Shauna.
Oh, that's awful.
A guy I was following, he smelled bad, and I smelled it. Let me say that again. What? I smelled it. And I haven't been able to smell much since COVID damaged
his
mine.
BO. Yeah. His actual.
And that's one of the sense that I lost.
Which is a good thing.
It's in the family of like coffee and marijuana smoke, and like it smells like everything smells like rotten meat to me since COVID has damaged my sense of smell. But I was following this guy and I was like, oh, this guy stinks. And
you
I was
smelled
like,
the actual,
wait a second.
Wow.
He stinks. And I could smell it.
Oh, God.
I smell him.
I mean, that's not what you want, but it is what you want.
He smells so bad.
Did you run up to him and hug him? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
You smell so bad.
It smells just terrible. It's beautiful.
Restored my sense of smell. Oh, my God.
Oh, it's horrible. It was so beautiful.
You're crying. Yeah. Oh, this is so horrible.
I can smell again.
Oh, thank you.
It's awful.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
I just got an ad for Popeye's supplements on Instagram for an event that they're calling Jacked Santa. And I have to be honest with you, the visual of jacked Santa makes me so happy. I feel like Santa actually might be jacked now. I mean, he's been stranded at the North Pole. He's been bored up there. What else is he been doing but working out?
I guess so. Had the elves fashion him up a home gym.
Yeah.
And away he went.
Well, and I was thinking, I mean, over time, Santa has, you know, he's getting into fitness and he knows that it's important to, you know, eat healthy now and everything else. Like, I wouldn't be shocked if
he's going to lose his progress over the holidays, though, because the guy puts back
little
bit of cookies and milk
one night. I was thinking about this, too, though. I was like, you can't have jacked Santa because then he's going to get stuck in the chimney. Like, if he gets too jacked up, then his shoulders are going to get stuck. He's going to be stuck in the chimney. And then what's he going to do, right?
Well, he's already a rotund fella.
It's true.
So if he's not getting stuck now, I mean, he'd have to be an absolute
unit
to get stuck due to his shoulders.
Although now
that belly ain't getting stuck.
It's true. Now I'm picturing Santa bursting through the chimney, kind of like the Kool-Aid man. Oh, yeah! It's like, Jesus, Santa, what's going on here? Like, holy crap.
Muscle-bound Santa.
Having to go through doorways sideways. Like, Jesus, Santa, what's going on? I wonder if his reindeer are jacked, too. His gain deer.
His gain deer.
Oh, my God. Jack Santa and a bunch of game deer.
They got a shipment of steroids up at the North Pole there, and everyone's just yoked now.
Grandma got run over by a game deer. Sorry, Grandma, they're on the roids. Okay, sorry.
The BNS and 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
I've been making a conscious effort to get my kids to use the real words for private parts.
Okay, yeah.
Because I think it was actually a friend of the show who said that it's important to make kids comfortable with those terms.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it can help teach them which behaviors are appropriate and which are inappropriate. And even if someone is being inappropriate with them, then it makes them more comfortable speaking up and right. saying something about that. If
yep.
it's not this, like, this thing that you kind of tiptoe around, right? So,
true. Yeah.
I'd say, so I'm trying to use the right words. That is a penis, I will say.
Mm-hmm.
And
Feels weird saying
it
that.
It does, and it's very difficult, you can imagine, for someone like you and I, Shauna.
I know.
Who we just live for all the funny nicknames that we have, and I like to try to work those in.
Yeah, as much as you can.
So, I mean, it is a bit of an adjustment to make, going from,
yep.
you know, calling it a jingle stick or a...
Kilt lifter or...
Glockenspiel.
Your pocket finch.
Your diphthong.
Your tickle pickle.
Your schneasel.
Your thunderwear.
Your Swedish fish.
Or Mustang Sally.
I like that one. It works both ways, too. I mean, some of these work for both male
That's
and female
what,
parts.
It's universal, right? It's unisex.
On the female side of things, you got your wash tub.
Your sand wallet.
Your purple people eater.
Your pie corner.
I didn't make it very far into that one. Pie corner.
I don't even know what it means. Exactly.
It
doesn't matter.
It sounds so good.
The BNS and 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
Etymology with Shauna.
So, friend of the show, Sarah asked me to look into the etymology of the word cocktail. And I was like, oh, that's an interesting one.
That is a weird word, isn't it?
Super weird.
What does cocks and tails have to do with?
That's exactly it.
Drinks.
Mixed drinks. So, I looked into it. So, one explanation you see commonly points to horses. So, if a horse was cocktailed, it meant that they had a short tail. And this became a descriptor for racehorses without thorough pedigrees. So, they had mixed lineage, which... when you think about it, well, that's the...
mixed lineage, mixed drinks.
Mixed drinks. But it's a bit more involved than just that.
I was gonna say, that's a big jump.
Yes. So a cocktailed horse was also a sign of vim and vigor. And apparently horse traders back in the 18th century would actually put a mixture of ginger and pepper in an awful place in a horse.
What place?
Because it would then cause their tail to become cocked and make them look frisky.
In their butt?
I don't know if it was their butt or some, yeah, I'm assuming butt. But this is what they used to do because then it would make the horses cocktailed, right? So
it would make the horse look like it was going to be faster.
Like it was about to be, it was good to go. So they would actually do this and this would make them cocktailed. And ginger and pepper were also common ingredients in cocktails back then. It was a way to liven cocktails up. And that was a known fact as well. So that's why... just like you livened up the horse by putting the ginger and pepper up and where the sun don't shine. That's kind of where they started using that to describe the cocktails as well. And then over time, the ginger and pepper was replaced by bitters, which is now what we put in most of our mixed mm-hmm. drinks. But then that term just became a generic term for mixed drinks, cocktail.
I had no idea. And I never would have guessed.
Next time I order a cocktail. I would never would have guessed that we'd put ginger and pepper up.
You think of like... oh. Little pep up a horse's ass. Hey?
I'm never going to look at a cocktail the same now.
Etymology with Shauna.
The BNS and 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
I feel like that word is going to be banned.
Just because of?
Of its history. Like if people find out the history and, you know, it's just, that is awful for horses. So.
Is it bad for them or do they like it?
They hate it.
Did they?
Yeah.
No.
It was awful for them.
Oh, I'd.
Yeah, it made their tails cocked like that, but it wasn't in a good way. It was
okay. I wasn't sure if it was like
no,
like caffeine for them, like
no,
an energy drink, or
apparently
if it was
not.
They didn't like okay, yeah, then I can see that word.
Yeah,
eventually.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if animal rights activists get enough wind behind it, they could probably get that word.
Yeah,
taken out of the lexicon.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Horse cruelty.
I mean, even one day, if you go far enough into the future, and they. We all consider horse racing to be
yeah.
inhumane, then I can see a word like that probably not surviving either.
For sure.
So,
for sure.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
You love your car. Bet you'd love lower interest and lower payments, too. Refinance your auto loan with House of Cars and love the freedom of having more money in your pocket. Visit houseofcarscalgary.com.
The BNS and 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
Have you ever heard anyone say, Shauna, that if alcohol were discovered today, it would probably be illegal?
No.
No?
But it, I, yeah, probably.
I've heard that sentiment expressed. And I was thinking about this just yesterday, but this might be a tough question. Do you think throughout history, has alcohol had a net positive or a net negative effect on society as a whole? Like, if you added up all the good that has come from boozing and all the bad.
Okay, we're talking about boozing, and because I was like, because alcohol is like a, you know, a cleaning product.
No, I'm talking specifically about consuming alcohol.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it would probably be net negative.
Do you think so?
Well, based on just the health issues that come along with it, and it's essentially a poison that you're ingesting into your body, mm-hmm. right? So, and then the violence that comes with it and the dependency that has come with it.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of negatives.
There is a lot of negative that comes with alcohol when it's abused, mm-hmm. right? But I was thinking about, on the other side of things, like most people who drink do so in moderation.
True.
And if you think about like the friendships that are formed because, or the relationships that start because alcohol sort of greased the wheels, and you know,
right.
like there is,
yeah,
like there's a reason that it's still such a big part of society, and not everybody who drinks is dependent on it.
You're right.
Most people use it recreationally, right? They use it in moderation. But the question, I guess, then is, you know, when alcohol is negative, when it does have bad outcomes, they're really bad.
Yes.
Right? You're talking about like people killed in drunk driving accidents and mm-hmm. people who have experienced alcoholism or have,
yeah.
you know, had a loved one experience alcoholism. So does that outweigh all the good?
Yeah, it's a tough call. I don't know if you could ever gauge that. And I mean, if alcohol didn't exist, then we'd find other ways to be social, right? Like you'd find another way to
alter our perceptions. Yeah. Like yeah. people have, since the dawn of time, I think, have looked for ways to.
So is there one that's slightly healthier for you than alcohol would be? And but again, that doesn't answer the question of if the negatives outweigh the positives
right.
or vice versa. Because you're right. And the majority of people who drink do it in a good way.
Yeah.
You know?
Like. You know, this coming weekend, if, you know, X number of drinks are consumed, like 10% of them might have a negative outcome.
Yeah.
The rest don't. So,
yeah, if you were to calculate it that way, it's
yeah.
probably a net positive.
If you ask this question to someone who had, you know, lost someone in a drunk driving accident or,
yeah.
you know, had experienced alcoholism, then their answer would be clear.
Mm-hmm.
But if you took a step back and look at society as a whole, would it outweigh the, you know, like.
Yeah.
If you had a choice, if it was discovered today, would you say, yes, it should be illegal, or it should be controlled more than it is? It's tough. You're right. You can't ever quantify that. But I just think about, you know, all the like the good times I've had with my friends. And I've, you know, made some mistakes with alcohol as well.
Yeah.
But in my own life, I don't know if the good would outweigh the bad. Probably, because
the good would outweigh the bad in my life, I'd say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's not the case for everybody. So
no.
It's a tough question, but I just thought it was an interesting thought experiment.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
Here's a new fashion item for you. Umbrella hats. Like umbrellas that are on your head, okay? They sit on your head and that's it. So Billy Porter wore one on the red carpet the other day. I mean, I suppose when you think about it, there's no hands needed, so it's very practical for the outdoors, I suppose. We don't get a ton of rain here, so a bit more bizarre here. But I guess it would also keep the snow off you.
I have one on right now.
It's
and
not
I can't
sticking.
Get to my microphone. I would not call it practical.
Well, and this is the worst part is that people are actually wearing these indoors, which when you think about that, I mean, indoor umbrellas, that's not practical at all. You know, like why are we wearing these inside? I'm not sure.
It's fun at a party, I think.
Yeah.
Other than that.
That would be.
I mean, also a party in the rain.
Yeah. Well, I mean, who are we to judge, Beckler? Who are we to judge?
Ah, I can't even reach the button to turn the music on. What the hell? Nope. This is a disaster.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
There we go.
Okay.
Oh, yes. It's the hottest and driest look of the season. The umbrella hat.
Oh, yes. A natural mode of social distancing. Get too close and you'll get poked in the eye by my umbrella pointies.
It frees up the hands to do other things. Practical and sexy.
This outfit is perfect in case of an impromptu ceiling leak, a bird pooping on your head, or being locked inside a running shower. Oh, yes.
Perfect for the ultra pale. Fear the sun no more, you fair-skinned ghost.
The latest trend in emo goth fashion, it says, it's always raining in my soul. I want 7 years bad luck.
Oh, yes.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
One of my most controversial opinions, Shauna.
Oh, God.
Which I absolutely stand behind.
It's too early for this.
It's not pandemic related. It's not about photo radar. It's not even political at all, actually.
Okay.
It's that I don't believe that Wayne Gretzky was clear and away the greatest hockey player of all time.
Oh, God.
And that's a tough one for a lot of people
to hear.
You're
firing up some people real early right now.
Like, I don't think his points total will ever be broken, but I mean, he played in a very high scoring era of the NHL, and I also think that hockey's about more than just points. Otherwise, teams wouldn't value defensemen and goalies, right? Like, are you saying basically that a defenseman or a goaltender could never be among the greats because they don't score a lot? I think there are more complete players that could be argued for as being the greatest.
Okay. Like who?
Bobby Orr. I mean,
okay. Yeah.
Bobby Orr was a defenseman who won the scoring title twice.
I mean, there's the odd person who I know would agree with you. Like, there's people who will argue for Bobby Orr being, but I just,
I mean, at the
right.
At the time he played, Gordie Howe was the greatest player who had ever lived.
Yeah.
It's tough to compare players across eras. Even it's, now, like, there's so many guys who are more skilled than any of those old guys, right? Like,
Yeah. I just, as a Canadian, I mean, it's just, that's the thing. You can't take it away from Wayne Gretzky. You just
Why
can't
not?
Do
All the other guys I named are Canadian, too.
I know, but it's just, you just can't do it. It's just, you saying that is sacrilegious right now. People are just angry.
The reason I bring this up right now, though, is because friend of the show, Sean, sent me this video compilation of all the TV commercials Wayne Gretzky had done in his heyday. And I have a little montage.
Okay.
For here.
My mother taught me that a good, nutritious breakfast is important. That's why new ProStar cereal is part of my breakfast now.
Like the great Gretzky and Canon's new vision of photography.
It makes the great shot simple.
Can't beat it. Coca-Cola Classic. Can't beat the real thing.
You know, you do okay.
Unique curved steak and sport formulation keep you protected, no matter who's shooting at you. New White Dog Sport Deal.
If you don't work hard, you don't earn it, then you're not going to get anywhere.
Wayne Gretzky for Nissan's Customer First.
Wayne Gretzky knows the only great pizza is a fresh pizza.
It just goes on and on.
I mean, you could argue that Sidney Crosby has enough of those commercials that you could montage together as well now.
To that degree, though? Like, the first one video on this, I didn't include it because it's just video, is just close-up shots of Gretzky's ass and sweatpants.
Oh, yeah.
That's all it is.
It's what we all want. It's what you want.
I think part of the reason that we think of him as far and away the best, not just his points, but because he was the most marketed hockey player ever. And probably, and like, since then, even.
Yeah.
So, like, the place that he occupied kind of in the public consciousness, that will be tough to top.
Yeah.
And especially because I think he was the first hockey player that was really sold to Americans like that. So.
And you think that that's why people see him as a great?
Well, I mean, obviously his point totals for sure. But like I said, I think that hockey's about more than just scoring. And I think that there are more complete players you could argue. So we were having this conversation with some friends recently, and a lot of them were Oilers fans, and they were just aghast that I would say this.
As Oilers fans, you can't say.
They're pretty biased, right? And they're old enough to remember the heyday in the 80s and stuff. So for them, he is the greatest. But I don't know.
The BNS and 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
Becker, do you remember, was it called Midnight Madness? Where stores would be open extended times around the Christmas. Like, I think Walmart or something used to be 24 hours at certain points just so you could go and get your Christmas shopping done.
Yeah, I do remember. I don't think I ever went.
No.
But I do remember when you hit November, after Remembrance Day, stores would extend their hours for holiday shopping to like 9 or 10.
Yeah.
And now that's kind of like generally shopping hours, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just normal,
like,
shopping hours.
Yeah.
But then there were, yeah, times where stores would, you know, go, yeah, be like, we're open all night so you can get your Christmas shopping done at any time. It was like, I haven't heard of any of that kind of thing happening lately. Like, even extended hours for Christmas, like, you don't really hear about it. And I was like, is that all just because, I mean, COVID kind of? Like, we already have a worker shortage. So obviously, extending hours into that time of night doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Even prior to COVID, though, I don't remember hearing about that as much. That seems to be more of a when we were young type thing.
Yeah, I guess so. Because, yeah, I can't think of a single thing that's open 24 hours right now.
7-Eleven? You mean like other...
Would be like, the one.
Do you mean like retail stores or...
Well, even just... even McDonald's. They claim they're 24 hours, but did you know that it's not actually 24 hours that they're open?
No.
There is an hour in the middle of the morning. I don't know if it's between 3:30 and 4:30 or something like that, where they actually aren't technically open. And I learned that the hard way. The one time I was filling in for a morning show and I went to go get a coffee and I believe it was like 4 a.m. Went to the drive-thru and the lady answered and she was just like, oh, we're not open. It's like, you're 24 hours. And she was like, oh, yeah, except for this time. We're like, we're crossing over the systems or whatever they're doing. I was like, well, you can't claim... You're 23 hours then, aren't you?
It kind of sounds like she just wanted you to frig off.
No, if you look it up, it's actually a thing. There's an hour in those 24-hour McDonald's that apparently they do the switchover. And I was like, well, how can you claim your 24 hours then? She was like, well, the bathroom is available for use. I was like, does the bathroom have coffee or... Come on!
The BNS and 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
Last week on the show, we got a call from our friends up in Edmonton who host the morning show at Play 107, Ryder and Lisa. And Lisa was calling basically to apologize for how harshly she judged my TV tastes, my taste in TV shows, because I'd posted a list of my favorite shows.
Yeah.
And she sent me a rude message and then called to apologize for that message.
Yep.
And you and I were thinking, well, that like she's a total TV snob, isn't she?
She is. Yeah.
And there is some snobbery when it comes to TV. Some people take their TV shows pretty
seriously.
And their
yes.
shows are better than your shows.
Yeah.
And that's what we, that is what we ran into there. We ran into a little bit of TV snobbery.
We sure did.
I think I've been a TV snob at times in the past.
Yeah. I definitely judge my boyfriend's taste in television shows. But
that's
I mean,
fair. Everyone judges Cliff's taste in TV shows.
It's true. I mean, I can't deny it.
But you got to be careful not to be too much of a TV snob. Oh, you haven't watched this show? Do you live under a rock?
Oh, well, I watched that prior to its mass release. When you're a true fan, you get exclusive access.
Oh, yes. Well, it's a bit slow for the first three seasons, but then the fourth, it really kicks off.
Well, if you haven't watched the prequel and the postquel and the midquel and the zequel, you're not a real fan, are you?
Yes, well, if you have hobbies other than lying on the couch watching TV, you don't really know TV.
Well, I have three TVs set up at once so I can stream all my shows in real time.
That's dedication.
Yeah, it really is, I know.
You've been listening to the B&S in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
For House of Cars. Until January 15th, enter to have House of Cars wipe out your debt for free. No strings attached. Visit houseofcarscalgary.com.
You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's alternative X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have B&S in 20 Minutes or Less downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.